And now from the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News for Tuesday, April 29, 2014. Melanie Lukasiewicz is reporting in the Daily Mail, Coxsackie Village officials are currently at work on the 2014-2015 budget, and one of the biggest challenges they are facing is finding affordable health care for village employees. The village is facing a 40-60% increase in health care expenses alone, making for a difficult budget challenge, Mayor Mark Evans said recently. Village trustee Paul Sutton said the new health insurance regulations have hit the village hard. Other costs have also increased, such as fuel and chemicals for the water filtration plant. Officials are currently shopping for a new health insurance provider, but the deadline for finalizing and adopting the budget is May 1st. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Adam Clayton is reporting in the Register Star, the City of Hudson Police have not been able to collect revenue for 3 weeks from parking violators as a result of a glitch in the parking ticket kiosks located at the Amtrak station on South Front Street. Hudson Police Chief Ed Moore said Monday, April 28th, he has already implemented a fix for the problem. The problem occurred when city internet provider Mid-Hudson Cable changed the internet protocol address for the kiosks. The police department was notified, but no one understood what impact the change would have. The Amtrak parking kiosk's ticket revenue is part of the overall Parking Bureau revenue, which is reportedly one of the main sources of income for the city. The city collected nearly $100,000 in Parking Bureau proceeds during the first quarter of 2014, according to Moore. James M. Odata is reporting at Capital Confidential. Leaders of the Libertarian Party of New York on Saturday, April 26, gathered in Colony to elect Michael McDermott, a Suffolk County real estate broker, as their gubernatorial candidate in the November election. McDermott and his supporters expect he will be defeated by incumbent Democrat Andrew Cuomo, but they hope McDermott gets the 50,000 votes in the election necessary for the party to become recognized for the ballot next time. McDermott will run with Chris Eads of Rochester, who will challenge for the post occupied by Lieutenant Governor Robert Duffy, also from Rochester. Carl Person, a Manhattan lawyer, will challenge Democrat Attorney General Eric Schneiderman. John Clifton will challenge Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli. The Libertarians claim 4,000 to 5,000 members statewide. Read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. And now a look at our weather. For today, a chance of rain mainly after 4 p.m. Cloudy, high near 55 degrees. Chance of precipitation is 30%. For tonight, rain likely mainly after 7 p.m. Cloudy, low around 41 degrees. Chance of precipitation is 60%. For tomorrow, Wednesday, periods of rain, high near 49 degrees. Chance of precipitation is 90%. For Wednesday night, periods of rain and possibly a thunderstorm. Some of the storms could produce heavy rainfall, low around 47 degrees. Chance of precipitation is 100%. New rainfall amounts between 1 and 2 inches possible. For Thursday, showers likely, mainly before noon, mostly cloudy, high near 71 degrees. For Thursday night, isolated showers, mostly cloudy, low around 46 degrees. And the outlook for Friday, a chance of showers, partly sunny, high near 65 degrees. For Friday night, partly cloudy, low around 44 degrees. The sunrise today was at 5:52 a.m. The sunset today will be at 7:53 p.m. and the length of the day, 14 hours. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News for Tuesday, April 29, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Cheryl Kay.